And I was at the airport in Memphis changing planes, and I saw Dr. King. He was coming from Atlanta to Memphis on what would be his last flight, because he got killed the next day. And they came across the lobby to talk to me and asked me to come to Memphis to help him organize what he called the Young Panthers that are throwing rocks and whatever. And I just said, Dr. King, I don't do that anymore. I said, I moved to Washington, D.C. I hung up my marching shoes. And so we sort of laughed. Well, Smith, I sure would be nice for you guys to come down there. And actually, it was kind of interesting because he was talking to me because he said, at that point, Stokely was the chairman of SNCC, Stokely Carmichael. And he said, I'm just afraid this element that's running SNCC now is part of the problem. And I said, I'm not a part of that group anymore. I'm in Washington now. I said, well, I know that's why I want you to come down and help me. But I was in Mound Bayou, Mississippi, when I got the news that he had been killed the next day. And of course, they shut down, they start burning here in D.C., and then they shut the airport down. So I couldn't get back in the first day. I came in the second day. It was pretty bad. I flew coming in on a plane. You could see the whole city was still smoldering. It looked like the whole city was on fire. Pretty bad. And
they were unprepared for it here. D.C. was supposed to be riot-proof.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it was strange to see, too. It was strange. It was strange to see. I remember I finally got into the house on Capitol Street, and I came the same day. I got in about 9:30 in the morning. So I changed clothes quickly, came up on 14th and like Columbia Road or something, and there was a Hub Furniture store up there. And I remember this to this day because people had broken into the store, and they were coming out of the store with all this stuff. And after a while, you realize the place was on fire. Somebody set it on fire from the back, I guess. And so I'm standing out here watching this, and there were apartment buildings upstairs, about three floors upstairs with apartments in them. So I'm thinking to myself, these people live upstairs. Why the hell are they going to put this stuff? Because by the time they get out of there, the place is going to be burning down. And at that point, the fire department wasn't even coming up there. They were just letting this stuff burn out. Shots had been fired the night before when the fire department tried to come up, and they just wouldn't come back. They basically just said, I think they had decided then that there was nothing left up there to worry about. So it,